The full, updated list of President Donald Trump's Day 1 executive orders. By Joel B. Polak on January 21, 2025. President Donald Trump signed 118 executive orders, actions, and memoranda on January 20, 2025, within hours of taking the oath of office. They are as follows. Rescinding 78 executive orders by President Joe Biden. Revocations include Biden's order to make equity, rather than equality, the focus of federal policy. Biden's order to include illegal aliens in the census. Biden's order to impose coronavirus mandates and restrictions. Biden's order to allow transgender individuals to serve in the military. Biden's order to ban private prisons. Biden's order to prioritize climate change, to ease immigration enforcement. Biden's order to revoke sanctions on the International Criminal Court, ICC. Biden's order to establish a court-packing commission to make the Supreme Court permanently liberal. Biden's order to prioritize diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, in federal hiring. Biden's order to restrict offshore oil and gas development. Biden's order to impose sanctions on Israelis linked to the political right. Biden's order to rescind Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism, and Biden's order to revoke many of Trump's executive orders from his first term. Restoring freedom of speech and ending federal censorship. Ending the weaponization of the federal government against political opposition. Compelling all federal employees to show up at work physically. Freezing all new federal regulations, pending review. Freezing the hiring of new federal employees. Relieving inflation by the directing federal agencies to find ways to lower prices. Withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accords. Pardoning, roughly 1,500, and commuting the sentences, 14, of January 6 defendants. Suspending the ban on TikTok, pending further review. Withdrawing the U.S. from the World Health Organization, WHO. Countering the deep state by extending presidential control over federal policy officials. Revoking the security clearances of the 51 officials who signed the Hunter Biden Russian disinformation letter. Declaring a national emergency on the southern border. Clearing the backlog of security clearances for the incoming administration. Establishing an America First trade policy, including a review of trade with China, and enabling tariffs. Assigning the U.S. military to help protect the border. Unleashing U.S. fossil fuel exploration and development, and ending the electric vehicle, EV, mandate. Suspending refugee admission programs, with exceptions. Ending birthright citizenship. Building the wall and securing the border. Allocating more water to California farmers and communities, rather than to the Delta smelt fish. Restoring the death penalty on the federal level and encouraging its use on the state level for capital crimes. Promoting beautiful federal architecture and civic buildings. Making it easier for the president to fire senior executives in the deep state. Declaring a national energy emergency. Withdrawing offshore wind leases, temporarily. Pausing and reevaluating U.S. foreign aid programs. Reorganizing the National Security Council, NSC. Rescinding the U.S. agreement to the OECD global tax. Enforcing existing immigration law to the fullest and repealing every directive otherwise. Reopening Alaskan energy resources, including the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR. Barring terrorist supporters, like pro-Hamas activists, from the U.S. Placing America first as the core of U.S. foreign policy. Establishing the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Recognizing two genders, male and female. Ending government DEI programs. Prioritizing skill, not DEI, in federal hiring. Designating Mexican cartels as foreign terror organizations. Restoring traditional place names, such as Mount McKinley. Allowing states to help guard the U.S. border against invasion. More such executive orders are expected in the days to come, as Trump is expected to issue over 200 executive orders, actions, and memoranda, as suggested by the agenda, what Trump should do in his first 100 days. Update: President Trump signed more executive orders on January 21, 2025, his first full day in office. Ending the EI in the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA. Revoking President Lyndon Johnson's much-abused executive order on affirmative action. Update: President Trump has also added the following executive orders and actions. Pardoning two D.C. police officers who were convicted in the death of a suspect during a chase. Redesignating the Houthis as a foreign terror organization. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.